Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello all. Today our chat will be about how to network and build authentic connections. Before I start, I'm going to kindly ask you to subscribe to the podcast on the platform that you are listening to, so every time we have a new episode, you will be notified. So let's start the show. Today's subject is on networking, and I intend to share what I found effective. And networking, from our perspective, is not just linking up with people for the sake of linking up. It's about actually connecting. And if you don't connect, the relationship is not real. Networking is essential because without networks, you're virtually a lone wolf trying to circumnavigate the world by yourself. Your networks are an essential component to open up doors for you that might not have existed prior. In the world of COVID and major confusion around the world from a health and economic point of view, without your networks, if you potentially want to get a job, you're going to have a hard time if you haven't got networks and connections to open up opportunities for you. Without networks, virtually, you won't be able to do business. Isn't it really, really exciting when you can call a friend, especially one that's trusted and respected, and ask for a possibility to, you know, from a point of view of a career opportunity where they would open doors for you and make your life a little bit easier. In my experience, networks are everything. Now that you might ask me, okay, John, I get it. Networking is very important. But how can I cultivate powerful networking? Well, let me give you some tips about this. First of all, you got to really determine why are you networking? What is your end goal? So I mentioned earlier, is it for your career opportunities? Is it for your business opportunities? Is it for personal opportunities from, you know, and that could also be personal opportunities from the point of view of meeting people, even for personal relationships, one-on-one, or it could even be just want to basically get to know people. So networking is very important because without that, as I've mentioned previously, you are trying to work things out all by yourself. So the tips I would give you is how to cultivate a networking relationship that's authentic. Well, first of all, get clear on your end goals. Then get very clear who you'd like to be connected to. And that could mean, of course, people from a position of power and influence that can open up opportunities for you. Could be also people that would specifically help you in other areas that from a social point of view or even from a community point of view. So the key here is to identify and then basically target. And in the targeting, you've got to be very clear why you want to connect with them. So you've got to specifically identify why you want to connect with them. Once you're clear about that, you would reach out to them. And of course, the best way to do that today, other than LinkedIn, would be via email, as opposed to a telephone, as a first point. Start a relationship, a friendly relationship, very non-threatening, nothing salesy. Specifically, you just want to get to know that person. And over time, you cultivate that relationship through constant contact. So this is not about, you know, a Facebook element of just connecting to people and then randomly, you know, spamming them with messages. This is about cultivating a relationship of trust, of respect, knowing that one day, if you do this properly, and that one day could be a lot sooner than you think, opportunities open up. But what you've got to do also is, at the same time, create a win-win relationship. If the networking is all about one-way traffic, meaning you're connecting with a person just for the sake of what they can do for you, that's going to show up very quickly how selfish that is and also how superficial. And of course, that's the world we're living in today. Superficiality is at the top of the list, where real networks, real connections are heart-centered, especially if trust is at the top of your thinking. Some of the common mistakes people make about networking are, for instance, at times they are very passive as opposed to active. So again, if I use the social media example, is they connect with people and don't get to speak to them again or communicate to them again online for the next 2-3 years. That is not an active approach to networking. That is really just basically putting people on your list. That's really a waste of time. Life is too short. Life is too short to waste time just putting people on your list so you can look popular. It's about basically results. It's about action. So an active response is, instead of having thousands and thousands of followers, why don't you just specifically cultivate 100 relationships that are going to make a difference in your life? And that you can only do that by being active. Because if you have thousands, you cannot build personal relationships with thousands of people, contrary to what you're told online. Okay, so you want to really, really get clear. Who's going to make a difference in my life? Who can really help me in this, whatever that outcome you're looking for? So get really clear about that. Other mistakes people make are they start networking only after they've lost their job. Hello. And of course, we have much experience with that, with, of course, people that contact us, especially pre-COVID. Some people you might have mentioned to them, example we did, you got to start building your personal brand. Your personal brand is power and influence. That's going to give you your insurance policy in the future. But of course, like people are, they don't like to change. They've got habits, so they're stuck. So what happens here is, they start contacting you back after they've lost their job. Now, in life, you don't want to be desperate. And what happens is, when you're behind the black ball, okay, you're going to be desperate. And when you're desperate, you're going to get desperate outcomes. So start becoming proactive, like I mentioned at the outset. Be proactive, not passive. The third one is treating your networks, your relationship, as short-term flings. Total disrespect. So basically what that means is, you're operating from the point of view of, oh, what's in it for me? How can I quickly grab something and run? You're a bit, people that do that, and of course you get that on social media all the time, including getting spammed by marketing experts on a daily basis, telling you how great they are in building relationships and what great brands they are and so on. So of course, the world today is so distrustful, okay? So if you treat your relationships also with disrespect or a short-term fling, people see through that, and of course you're going to have serious problems down the track, because also you don't want to get a reputation of somebody that does that. Other examples would be also, from a networking point of view, dressing down. That means also on Zoom, okay? People like success. People like to hang around success. And basically, success attracts success. So you don't ever want to look down and out. The next one would be disrespectful of the relationship. As I sort of noted earlier, we're living in an era where respect has gone out the window. Respect, and of course, if you go from a social media point of view, why do you think there's so many trolling online? Because there's no more respect. But this is the key. And you want to think about this. How can you respect another human being when you look in the mirror and you don't respect yourself? I would suggest a lot of people that go into trolling online don't really respect themselves. So what they are looking for is opportunities to disrespect other people to make themselves feel good. So the key here is, please respect the relationship, because life's too short not to do that. And finally, loose lips sink ships. Talk too much and give away too much and stuff that's not relevant, including gossip and so on, will destroy you and your personal brand. So these are some of the common mistakes people make. And they think, well, that's cool, social media, idle chat, etc., etc. This is a disaster for your personal brand and will do serious damage to your reputation. So we mentioned earlier how networks work. Well, I will share with you a personal story involving myself and networks. Several years ago, I did some exciting work building brands in a workshop with a major corporation. The outcome of that workshop was so effective in reference to personal branding and the concept of image management that the CEO of that company was so impressed, so happy with the results. And of course, the results were clearly greater relationships with his team from a productivity point of view, understood better ways of how to pitch themselves for future business. And more importantly, they brought in greater leads and sales as the end result. So you had all sorts of, you know, results that impacted the bottom line. The CEO was so impressed, as I mentioned, that he got on the phone while I'm in his room, specifically at his head office. He calls a client from another big corporation. And this is what he said. Hey, we'll call the person for argument's sake, Nick. Hi, Nick. How you doing? I've got John Michael here. You probably haven't heard of him. He does some crazy stuff around personal branding and image management. I reckon you guys should talk. I'm going to give him your details. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for listening. Bang. Well, following that call, I've just given you the short version, obviously. I contacted Nick, and that particular connection through one simple phone call opened up a multi-million dollar opportunity for me from a business perspective. And of course, that continued where then we did serious work in that area. And then, of course, we became very good friends. So the point of networking makes such a big impact, okay, because without that, you're actually trying to hit the target. But from how can you hit the target specifically when you haven't got a bit of support, meaning the right tools? In the case of this particular example, the tool there was definitely to incorporate the relationship, you know, from a client that actually supported me with another client. And that's the power of networking. And today, if you do this effectively, including using LinkedIn, opportunities will open like never before. But I promise you this, you've got to do this effectively. This is not about millions of followers, thousands of followers. It's nothing like that. This is a story promoted by the tech companies, the social media companies to make themselves rich while most of the people stay poor. Before we finish, I want to give you a final tip. In episodes 3 and 5, I shared with you how to use social media in your favor and explain how to cultivate powerful networking connections online. If you haven't heard it yet, remember to do this soon. Well, the show is almost over. Thank you for your attention. Please email me directly if you think I can help you to create authentic connections with your networking. The email is on the description on the episode. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. You can also share it on your social media. You can follow me on Twitter at John_Michael or LinkedIn as John Michael and on Facebook as Image Group International. Last but not least, I kindly ask you to rate the show on Apple Podcasts. For this, you just need to click on the link on the episode's description. Thank you all. See you next week and wishing you abundance in all you do. Cheers.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.